Aun de Vashmaya Nishkatashishmach, Tatemakotach, Dehuasuyanach, Ekanadashmaya, Apar A, Aulan Lachmas und Kanan Yomana. The word delivered does not carry the full impact of the original Aramaic term. We don't want us to be delivered once we are involved in a situation. We want to be parted or separated from the trouble before we become trapped or ensnared by it. Now the word bisha, evil, has many subtle shades of meaning in the Aramaic language. It comes from the root word bish, to err, to displease, to harm, to be evil, to seem bad, to mistake, to afflict, to be unripe, to be immature, to be unfortunate. This word truly has a host of meanings, and this is the way the Aramaic language is. Greek is more exact in pinning down exactly or attempting to pin down exactly what was said than Aramaic or Hebrew, because you have words that mean many meanings, and that's just the way the Aramaic or the Hebrew is. Greek, they definitely tried to get as accurate a meaning with the exact words. So that's a major difference between Aramaic and Greek, but Jesus spoke Aramaic to his disciples. The word bisha as a noun, adjective, or adverb has got to scores of various meanings. Here are some more meanings. So if you have page one of the handout, look on with me and listen very carefully, and I will read Our Father. This is the vocative form where you're addressing somebody. So it's not Abba, but Awun. Awun. And on the right-hand side of the handout on page one, you see a spelling. You get as close as you can to the way I say it. Dwashmaya. Dwashmaya.